All right, Sheraton Valley, Magic City. Sports Talk Show rolls on, brought to you by Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. My pleasure to be joined by Rick Horton now. He has been a part of the Cardinals broadcast team in the postseason with Mike Shannon and John Rooney. Of course, you heard him on road games throughout the season on the Cardinals radio network. Mr. Horton, thanks for coming on with me this morning.
Oh, you bet. Glad to do it. It's exciting times, isn't it?
It is. How much fun are you having in the booth with Mike Shannon and John Rooney in the postseason?
Oh, my goodness, do I laugh a lot. I mean, actually, it's exciting, number one, just because of what the team's doing on the field. And there's something different about playoff baseball because this, you know, every pitch matters, and you're scrutinizing every umpire call, and the fans are amped up no matter where you are. And so that part of it's awesome. But, you know, just to work with John, you know, John is such a pro, and he has taught me a lot. And Mike is a legend. And so being around those two guys is, you know, it's really fun for me. And, you know, getting a chance to work with both of them, we all have different styles, which I think is kind of how it works and how it should work. And I have great respect for both of those guys. And Mike Claiborne, of course, a part of our team doing all the great interviews he does before and after. I mean, it really is a fun environment, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
So how did we get to this point? The Nationals and the Cardinals, two teams mid-season struggling around 500 or just below. Dodgers, the mighty Dodgers, 106 regular season wins, and it's the Nats and the Cardinals playing to go to the World Series.
Well, we always say that the baseball season is a marathon followed by a sprint. And, you know, there are times where you run the marathon and you're wiped out. There are times where you run the marathon and you kind of have a little extra in your tank, or maybe you've just started to hit your stride. And so then you get to the sprint part and you beat other teams that maybe finished ahead of you in the marathon. And it's just because you get to restart altogether. I mean, it really is an interesting thing and concept the way baseball works. And, you know, we always talk about the key is to get in, but it really is the case. I mean, think about the teams that have been wild cards that have won the World Series. You know, the Giants have done that. The D-backs have done that. Cardinals have done, you know, basically done that. So, I mean, it is, you know, the underdogs can come through in October, and it's just a matter of getting there and getting a hot bullpen and hot starting pitching, and the Cardinals have had a little bit of both of that.
I hope this is correct, but do you see similarities with this Cardinals team and the world champion teams of 06 and 2011 that certainly had struggles in the regular season?
Yeah, and the 06 team actually even struggled even more. You know, I've talked to Randy Flores about that, and he remembers, I want to say there were 2 7-game losing streaks that they had, I mean, which is, you know, extraordinary. I mean, the Cardinals this year had never really went through a stretch that was that kind of bad. I mean, they've been kind of, you know, 3 or 4 games and then kind of turned it around and they went 3 or 4, but right around 500 most of the year. But I can certainly see the similarities of again, just getting hot at the right time. I do have 2 big predictions for game one. My buddy asked me from out of town, he said, "Do you have any predictions today?" And I said, yeah. The first prediction is 55 degrees and cloudy. And my second prediction is the Cardinals will not score 10 runs in the bottom of the first. So those are my 2. I'm out on a limb with both of them, but those are my predictions.
I think you're optimistic about 55 myself.
Well, I've always been an optimist. I'm a little like the Cardinals manager, optimistic. You know, he likes to say that he's realistic with a dose of optimism, and I'd like to say that's probably where I fit.
Well, maybe let's just pick up on that, the manager. Maybe not his glorious moment. Unfortunately, his post-game got out there viral, the video. Where do you come down? I mean, Rick, you've been in these clubhouses, and I think we would be naive to not think that the testosterone, the excitement of the moment, you know, the rah-rah, it takes place in locker rooms. I guess it's just unfortunate it got out.
Yeah, I mean, it was not meant, obviously, for public consumption. So kind of where I land on it is I know Mike is embarrassed about it. I know that's not how he wants to represent himself, how he wants to represent the Cardinals. And, you know, I think it's kind of the worst part of it for me that would have not been the language because, you know, again, being in a clubhouse for 30 or 40 years, nothing surprises me. I mean, it just doesn't. I mean, I'm not saying it's all good. It's just a fact. And so, but I think how the Braves handled it, I think, was even more important to me because, you know, it wasn't meant to be a tirade against them, but they might have taken it that way. And that's a sportsmanship issue, which I think is different than a cussing issue. And so, you know, I do think that the locker room is very and should be a very private area, just like any, you know, personnel meeting in any company should be. It is what it is, and it's not meant. It's some things are just not meant for public consumption. And it got out there, that's the part that bothers me as a former player. That bothers me the most, that trust was broken. But I do think the trust was broken. I'm not going to say accidentally, but I'm going to say with somebody that just didn't know any better, and should have known better and didn't. And language is part of that. And so, you know, information got out that, you know, it isn't great. I do think it's going to blow over, but I don't know that Mike Schilt's ever going to forget that, because he's a very sincere guy. But he also, it's been stunning to me to read the comments that actually people love him more. I mean, because they see a passionate side of him that they have not gotten to see. Albeit kind of in language that we would prefer he didn't use.
Yeah, he can come off as a professor at times. Why is, and certainly it's not easy being the manager of the St. Louis Cardinals. Heck, we picked apart Tony La Russa, and he's a Hall of Famer. So why is Mike Schilt the right guy for this right team and has succeeded?
Well, he has a lot of respect for the players that have come through the system. It starts with that. He won with several of them when they were minor league players. So he had Carlos Martinez, he had Colton Wong. You know, he won at several levels. And so he's been a guy that has helped them and watched them develop and has kind of been a part of their ascension. So I think, you know, there's a great respect that comes from that. But I also think players know that he has their backs, but he's also going to tell them the truth. And I think that's a tricky line to be on for a manager. I think he hits that really well. I think he's never going to throw somebody under the bus, and he's going to defend them, but he's not going to defend them when something's indefensible, number one. But he's also going to, you know, he's a lot stronger in private with guys than I think people understand. You know, what I always say about Mike is don't confuse meekness for weakness, because he is not weak at all. And maybe that was demonstrated a little bit more publicly this week. But I've seen that, Mike. I know I've seen him argue with umpires. I've seen, you know, and most baseball people have that gear, but most people don't show it.
Rick Horton, my guest for just a few more minutes here on the Sheridan Valley Magic City Sports Talk Show. 25-man roster is out. It's going to stay the same. That means no John Gant. You're a reliever. Are you surprised at all, and you like the makeup of this pitching staff right now?
Well, you know, I think that one of the questions is about Michael Wacha, too, not just John Gant, but Michael Wacha. Is there a way to get him in? And then what Mike Schilt came out and said is it's the timing's just not right for Michael. You know, he's working at it, but he's not kind of game ready. So you can't kind of put a guy in a roster who's not game ready. You know, the John Gant situation, I think he just kind of ran out of bullets, unfortunately, towards the end. And then it just became a situation where, well, we can't trust that your bullets are back. He threw a kind of a simulated game in Atlanta early on, right before the rosters were selected, and they, you know, I think they checked out his velocity and all that, and he went through kind of a dead arm time, and I think he's got a great future still, but he just kind of hit a bad spot at the wrong time. So I'm not surprised that the Cardinals are going status quo with their roster. You know, one of the guys that I actually considered, you know, them thinking about was Ronel Ravelo, because I kind of miss Ravelo's bat off the bench a little bit. But I think they just decided that the status quo is better.
Finally, matching up with their big three, and the Cardinals have had some success against Scherzer, but Scherzer, Strasburg, Corbin, really terrific starting pitching staff. Your keys to the series in a one-minute nutshell.
Well, I would say do the same thing you did to Foltynewicz and Max Fried, or two of the best pitchers in the National League in the last month. Be selective. Don't chase pitches out of the zone, and pick out the pitch that's best for you to handle and do some damage with it. They did that against Foltynewicz and Fried both in the final game against the Braves, and that is really what hitting's all about. And honestly, hitting is kind of the bellwether thing for the Cardinals. If they hit, they win. If they don't hit, they won't.
And don't look past Anibal Sanchez tonight.
Yeah, no, he's a veteran guy. He knows what he's doing, too. So, no, you can't ever look past anybody when you get to October. The proverbial one day at a time, we'll hear that a few more times.
I'll hope for 55 degrees tonight, but you better put on an extra layer tonight.
I'm bringing my overcoat just in case.
All right. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
You bet. My pleasure.
That was fun. Rick Horton joining me from the Cardinals broadcast team here in the postseason. 6:13 broadcast tonight on 99.9 FM, Kirk.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in a